The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went away quickly from the tomb, fearful but overjoyed, and ran to announce the news to his disciples. And behold, Jesus met them on their way and greeted them. They approached, embraced his feet, and did him homage. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." While they were going, some of the guard went into the city and told the chief priests all that had happened. The chief priests assembled with the elders and took counsel. Then they gave a large sum of money to the soldiers, telling them, "You are to say his disciples came by night and stole him while we were asleep. And if this gets to the ears of the governor, we will satisfy him and keep you out of trouble." The soldiers took the money and did as they were instructed. And this story has circulated among the Jews to the present day. The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid." Does that phrase remind you of another part of the gospel? How about the birth of Jesus? The archangel Gabriel, that's where his words to Mary. Same words were given to Joseph in a dream. Same words were given to the shepherds. There is fear when birth is about to happen, when new life is about to start. Even with, you know, parents, when they have the first child, they're overjoyed, but they're, you know, worried, how are we going to take care of this baby who depends totally on us? And the reason Matthew brings it back into the end of the gospel is to remind us this is a moment also of a new birth, a new beginning, a new life, and that's the birth of the church of Jesus Christ. There was an empty tomb, and we see two different reactions to the empty tomb. The women go and they tell the disciples. The soldiers go and they're given money to keep their mouth shut, to give another story. How are we going to respond to the empty tomb? Yesterday on Easter Sunday, that's what we heard. No appearance of Jesus in the gospel, just an empty tomb. We too have a choice. Are we going to tell the good news, or are we going to just move on and keep it to ourselves, or maybe even tell a different story? We see that if the women did not tell the disciples, then nothing would have happened. If the disciples, after receiving the Holy Spirit, didn't proclaim the good news to all the people, as we heard in the first reading. And usually, you know, the first reading is from the Old Testament, but this, during the Easter season, it's from the Acts of the Apostles to remind us what should our response to be to Jesus' resurrection. And it is to tell the good news. Now, each one of us is called maybe to do it in different ways. So I think the first step to begin to think how I'm going to be like the women, like the apostles later on. Just begin to pray about it, asking the Lord to point to you who is the person he wants you to proclaim the good news to. Remember, it's about us doing God's will, not our will. Maybe it's not the person you have in mind. Maybe you're thinking of my spouse or my children. But maybe God has a different plan. He has one person in mind that he knows you can be the one who can bring him to the Lord, share the good news with him or her. So begin to asking the Lord, "Lord, I want to be like those faithful women. I want to tell the news that the empty tomb was empty because you raised from the dead. show me, guide me to the person that you would like me to share the good news with.